Is there something I can do to turn this around, the fact that he thinks and then he loses a hand?
Right. Change about the cards, to change the way the cards come. Okay? Never draw to an inside straight, but instead turn around and say, I never have to draw to an inside straight because it always comes to me. Eights always come every single time without fail or exception. Pick two cards, the queerest, awfulest odds that could be, and watch time and time and time and time again. Those are the winning hands, even if it is on a nut flush draw. And that flush works. Nut flush going to beat most things on the board, but you don't know you have a nut flush maybe till the turn or the river. You rarely hit it on the flop.
Excellent. You're showing you know your stuff. What do you think of that, Spencer? Maybe a little comment if Spencer's still around.
So pick any card. See, we've seen more. You've lost more on pocket aces or pocket kings or ace king suited than you have on 7-8 offsuited. See, because you gauge that that's a good hand. But if you don't bet into that pot rigidly, there becomes 100 opportunities that'll beat you as you're string betting along, especially when you're in the big blind, that'll draw you into the pot and then watch you get beat by trip deuces.
Incredible.
Look at that, James.
But see, if you got pocket deuces, you wouldn't think so highly of that. I mean, it's a small pair, but then you flop two twos on the board. That's fucking four of a kind.
Hey, way to go.
That's incredible.
Baby. That's my boy.
But yet you bet twice pot limit on ace king suited. Big slick that you're on the thumb.
Damn right.
Playing against.
I'm right there with you, Ion.
Yes. You see, you give intention. You give intention. Instead of letting the cards play you, baby, you start playing the cards.